It would have come from the big manufacturer 3M of Minnesota after a suit in which it was found to have contaminated public drinking water supplies with the potentially dangerous chemicals PFAS.
Our water systems have been compromised, so we think this is an unfair deal, an unwise deal, and we need to do better.
Weiser and his colleagues are calling on the judge to reject that settlement, saying it doesn't give water suppliers enough time to determine how much money each would get and whether it would be enough. Colorado's no stranger to the so-called forever chemicals. A public health map shows high levels of PFAS in a variety of places around the state, including military bases and near certain oil refineries.
Many communities, particularly ones that have either firefighting foam used a lot, like a processing plant or refining plant for oil, or an Air Force base, are wondering, what's the impact? We need to get to the bottom of these questions.
Weiser says the state's still learning just how much PFAS chemicals are really out there and just what their effects are. I'm Jim Williams.